The ancient heart of Strathardle Glen. Located in Strathardle, 13 miles northwest of Blairgowrie, Kirkmichael village dates back over 1,000 years and was once an important market in the cattle trade between the highlands and lowlands, with various drove roads converging on the village. The area became popular as a holiday resort after Balmoral Castle was built for Queen Victoria in nearby Deeside, and many of the local shooting lodges known as big houses were built at that time. Although the village is picturesque and a peaceful place now, in the days of the Covenanters who opposed the Stuart kings interfering in the affairs of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, rival armies caused much destruction in the area. Despite its small permanent population of around 150, Kirkmichael is a vibrant and lively community, with Scottish Women's Institute meetings, a knitting group, a book club, a village bloom group, an annual flower festival, a Highland Games, pub quiz nights, a pool team, a darts team, and various youth groups and more. Kirkmichael is the largest community in Strathardle Glen, which has been inhabited since the Iron Age and possibly even earlier. Remains of Iron Age huts and several large standing stones can be seen in the area. The Glen, as it is known locally, is liberally scattered with myth and legend, as well as the sites of ancient battles. The area owes its name to Prince Ardal, a nobleman who died in 903 AD at Enochdhu while fighting off a Danish invasion. He was laid to rest where he fell with two of his henchmen who were also killed. The burial mound is 18 feet long and 3 feet wide, with a standing stone at one end and a small boulder at the other, and many now refer to it as the Giant's Grave, although other historians propose that the prince and his henchmen were buried feet to feet. After King Malcolm III and his Queen Margaret founded the abbey in Dunfermline, Roman churches were built all over Scotland. Cooper Angus Abbey, founded in 1161-62, was given much of the lands of Strathardle and Glenshee by royal charter, and the first church in Kirkmichael was built on the site of the current kirk in 1184. Today's kirk, built in the 18th century, is surrounded by the original graveyard, and at one end there is a mass burial plot for the victims of the Black Death of 1348. During the 13th and 14th centuries, much of the